Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And on that note, as always, Ans van Rensburg, the clinic admin manager at Dis-Chem Baby City, joins me. Hi Ans, how are you today?
Good morning, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
No, just fine. I feel like it's you just joined me as I was talking about all the grossness of child labor. Is it something that Dis-Chem offers like afterwards, that if you're worried about those type of things? Because honestly, it's so abnormal what happens. I was not mentally prepared for it. Is it something that you could go to a Dis-Chem to ask them about it?
Absolutely. Our Dis-Chem and Baby City clinics offer full antenatal and postnatal services. And it's really important that a lot of women, to acknowledge that a lot of women are really, really scared when they have to go in to either deliver naturally or if they're going to have their C-section. And it's definitely something I've seen in practice with the many babies I've delivered, is that a lot of women have an idea of what their delivery will be like. And I mean, it's completely normal, and it should be that you prepare yourself as much as possible. But I often find that a lot of women underestimate their own abilities. Mm. They underestimate what they will be capable of during that process. And it's important also to remember it's different for every single person. No two patients are alike. And your experience will definitely be different from your friend or your sibling or someone like that. So a lot of times people put a lot of pressure on themselves because they think that, you know, my friend maybe didn't have an epidural, for example. So yeah. I also didn't want to have one. But you need to remember, you need to do what's right for you and be open for various options when you are going to give birth, because your pain levels and your pain tolerance will most probably be a lot different than a friend's. So a lot of things to take into consideration, but our nurses are really equipped to provide a variety of scenarios and to prepare you to the best of our abilities to make sure you have all the information to ultimately make an informed decision.
No, and I mean, it is like it says, in the end of the day, I always say that the more choices you have, the more privileged you are. And that we also have to just acknowledge is the fact that not everyone has a choice in how they're going to give birth, where they're going to do it, all those things. So to have a Dis-Chem, and I mean, there's Dis-Chems and Baby Cities all over the country that have a lot of affordable services available. So it is wonderful that you guys have this for a variety of different people.
Absolutely. And our nurses, especially our nurses at Baby City, who are all midwives, have delivered many babies themselves and have extensive experience and knowledge on this topic. And it's like I said, and like you also said, it's really important to have all the options and to be able to make a decision ultimately and do what is right for you. But it's really interesting and important to remember, do what's right for you. And I've often stood in absolute awe at what women are capable of during this procedure. It's absolutely incredible. Don't underestimate your abilities and be trust yourself, trust your body, trust yourself, that you will be able to get through this. And it is okay also to be scared beforehand, before you give birth. It's normal and it is a scary time, and it's okay for that to be the case, but you will be okay.
Oh, and thank you so much for making all of us feel like superwomen, because it is sometimes, I mean, first of all, to grow an actual human inside you is a superhuman ability.
It is.
And then to give birth and take care of that one, even more so. As always, thank you so much for joining me, Ans. I'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Yolandi. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.